Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM.
We stay turned up.
Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keep it on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle.
Hey, listen.
Are you ready?
Ready.
For the ride of your life.
Turn this up.
Revolutionary. Remarkable.
That's right.
It's the one and only. Embodiment Underground Radio with Maureen Guest and the hottest team in radio.
Just and you're listening to
Who's that?
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment Underground Radio. Taking control. Taking control. Taking control.
It's another exclusive. Only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle. That's in effect.
I thought you was different from us. You just the same. Cause you left me out in the rain. But that's just a game. Myself is to blame. And I got a lot on my brain. I rockin' the same. My options done changed. I swear I'm on top of my game. Can't stop it like stopping the train. I'm doing my thing. And now I'm just locking the game. I'm chasing my dreams. Motivated by pain. I swear that shit locked in my brain.
I was broke on the block, nigga. Don't you remember? Looking like a bomb, and I know you remember. Yeah, I was young, nigga. Don't you remember? It was just a 100 bomb, river lunch, and then on the real, that's all. And if it ain't real, then it's not for me. My philosophy, true, I gotta be. I was pissing on the block, I had no pot to pee. And all I know is struggles and pain. That's why I don't complain when I'm standing out in the rain. A lot of my people don't change, they know the same. But they let me out in the rain.
Hello, X360 FM, your favorite radio station. You have a caller. To accept the call, press 1. For more options, press star.
Hello, X360, this is the Sickest Civil speaking, also known as the D-Man. How you doing?
Who's that?
That's X in effect.
Oh yeah!
Full circle!
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. We still in this. We still in this bitch. We still in this.
Turn down for what?
The name is just, the gang is us. He's too hot to touch, I guess he's dangerous. Fight for fame for what? I got them things that inflame your gut. 2-2-3, turn your whole squad to angel dust. Finally the earth come around. It's just Junior motherfucker with them summer sounds. Hey, when I'm touring on the road, I keep 100 rounds. Hey, you don't know how it is, the form in 100 towns. Gotta stack up my shot that I feel like I am Big Papa. You put the blame on the streets, I put the blame on your father. We got enough fucking rappers. Where the fuck all these doctors? They thought that COVID was sick. Bitch, I know I'm a problem. Bitch, I know I'm a monster. I want the bread and cheese. You can hold on the pasta. These niggas scared of me. Jason fucking imposter. This how a rapper rap. We know that no one can stop him. No one can top him. I'ma make it happen for bonkers.
nigga. Get these bars off Wonka, nigga. Trap my rap like a toy. Call that thing Tonka, nigga. Presidential rollie, like I'm fucking Ivanka, nigga. Told you that I'm big, but I can't tell you who shot you, niggas. Old Lord, drip down, time for it. Custom black, Concord, just a flex. I'm poor, you can't fuck with my force. I be on my time source. GQ and some drip, something you can't afford. I know you see me on your radio. This how a rapper rap. I know you hear me on your stereo. GQ, hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Let's go!
Underground, hottest radio.
Motherfucker,
riding it underground. Don't be stupid.
Motherfucker,
riding it underground.
Who's tuning in on the stereo? Who's tuning in on the stereo?
Riding it underground, hottest radio.
I'm the rapper that these other rappers jealous of. I made more off CDs than rappers who are selling drugs. True story. Every single aspect independent. I got texts from presidents and major labels I ain't read yet. Told my manager I'd knock him out and he was like the homie. Then I fired him. If you're watching this, I'm sorry, dog. Au revoir. I don't need nobody's help. It's me and Nova by ourselves. Come here, babe. This is the entire team, nobody else. I conceptualize, produce, and write like every record. Me and Nova work the hooks, then they're mixed and mastered by Evan. This is homegrown. Shout out all the rappers who have thrown stones. I'ma die rich while your casket full of broke bones. I ain't gon' respond to all your disses, look, I get it. Your videos get no views, you say my name and people click it. But I'm different, you need clout and you're desperate to make a living. But my bank account already full, I counted seven digits like.
Y'all attack me with disses, attract all the critics. All lack of predictions, surpass all the limits. The whacker, the rapper, the more he's angered by the fact that I'm winning. I'm stacking the millions, it's tragic to witness, like cancer with children.
Hey, no playlists, no pay clicks, no fake.
Rappers call me gay cause my braids pink.
Yo, main, go crazy, so wasted.
Front row at my show, I'm her favorite.
I'm famous, they basically hate that I made it. Get paid more in a day than they claim on their paycheck. I'm patient, but say my name again, I ain't playing. I'll buy the place that you stay in, then raise the rent to the space in your parents' basement is vacant.
They call me privileged, y'all can't admit that I'm gifted. I did it without a label's assistance. I made the business decisions, I overcame the addictions. Lived in the streets, got evicted, kicked it with killers and strippers. But still my vision was different. I bought a mic, started spitting, produced the beats and I mixed it. I turned my hand into a fist and flipped the bird to the system. I prayed I'd finish my mission and keep my image consistent. I fixed the parts that were missing and switched the gas and the pistons. It's mathematics and physics. I had to travel the distance. I had to add some ambition and then subtract my suspicions. I wanted castles and riches, headed for caskets or prisons. I battled glasses of liquor and cabinets packed with prescriptions.
And still these rappers wanna sneak this all over my Facebook, always tryna tweet. I ain't gonna keep this a secret, my marketing genius. The algorithm triggered by exploiting your weakness. And y'all can call me clickbait and gimmicks, I call me rich. 5 million monthly listens on Spotify, suck.
I'm about to drop a couple million dollars on the crib. Quarter million on a whip, I just sent my mom a grip. And first of all, I heard it all. I could write a perfect song. I Google the net worth of rappers hating and I don't respond. Middle finger from a private jet, I don't give a single flying. Every single person I have met in person on Twitter, they're tough.
Yo, if rappers wanna beef, I got the roast pan. Put them in the dirt like a UFO crash. Double time rappers mad, I murder it with slow raps. All they do is go fast, turn them to some ghosts with the most facts. Slow clap, pulling triggers quickly with no blowback. Cracking under pressure like a cold glass. No fans, jealous that I rose fast. Y'all are on the road back. Look at your career, it's a joke, man. Promise that I won't laugh. Say you got the smoke, can't afford gas. Oh man, so sad. You record your album in a closet full of clothes with a notepad. Strong on the outside, muscles with no bone mass.
Let's look at me for a second, man. I was deep in depression, making me weak and pathetic. I thought I needed their blessings, it leaves an impression. I feel the infection, repeating the lessons will only lead to me, and that's a lethal injection. And I was chasing a dragon with no medieval invention. I go to sleep and dream my life would be for me if I catch it. I let my demons possess me till I woke up in the wreckage and realized that I destroyed a whole cathedral of blessings. It's like my feet were magnetic, the street was steel, we connected. I couldn't seem to reach the sky no matter how far I'm stretching. And I was beaten to death and screaming for help for a second. Now I put everything I bleed into completing my records. I can't compete with my past, but I'm still seeking the relics. And I believe with every breath I breathe, the sequel is better. No fear, surrender, I'm clear. The pressure, the tears I remember will never let me forget. I was near to the devil. I never claimed to be holy, but I got angels protection. I got a barbed wire halo and devil horns I don't mention. Yeah, the Lord is my savior, but revenge is so tempting. I don't expect to see heaven. If that's the case, I respect it.
Cause I tried to cage the beast, but it's woken up the broken locks. I'm crushing everything I see like empty cans of soda pop. You titties on your knees like a grandma who don't own the prop. Put a bullet in your head like words you only spoke to God.
I'm rowing through an ocean all alone inside an open box. Frozen from the blowing snow and soaking through my only socks. Y'all noticed me and chose the heat, so now the water's boiling hot. You'd hope I broke, I'm dope and poke, don't crack it, turn to solid rock. I ain't talking to you losers like you know the cops. I'm rich and...
Hello, X360 FM, your favorite radio station. You have a caller. To accept the call, press 1. For more options, press star.
Hello, hello, X360, this is Sickest Silva speaking, also known as the D-Man. How you doing?
Who's that?
That's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. We still in this. We still in this bitch. We still in this.
Turn down for what?
That's in effect.
All right, you got, you threw me. What horn? Hey, you guys, you're locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio.
Yeah,
what horn, Seal?
My tracks are off.
Okay. All right. We getting it together. Look, we are in the building, and I am, you know what? I think I'm on number 12.
Just heard the horn.
See, we had to have a horn. Okay. All right. We're spontaneous. We like to work it out, you know, like Johnny on the spot.
That's all right.
But
what's up,
yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. And I'm hyped up in so many freaking ways than one. That little drop that you heard, you know, we killing this bitch. That's to be taken literally.
Are we still in this?
We still in this bitch.
We're
killing it, yes. And you know, that's symbolic. Silk, he put that together because I'm always talking about that X360. We killing this beer. That's right. That's right. We are here to stay. We're going nowhere. I hear some echo. What's that? What's going on? You guys hear echo? It's not me. Is it me?
Yeah.
You hear it? Yeah, so I know it's not my imagination now. I just heard the the squeaky sound. Yeah. Is anyone at the phone? You have check your phone. You're getting some feedback. All right, you guys. All right. I think we got it. I hope. Well, anyway, that's symbolic. That's just how much we stand by, and it looks like we're not going to go any further. I tell you what, we're going to take a really quick music break. We're going to take care of this, you guys. Look, we have an amazing lineup. Please hang in there with us with the sound. Coming up, we have Monster Mo, who's going to be our guest interview at the bottom of the hour, and I like it. I'm vibing this artist. I really, really am. I like his style. And then coming up is another artist that is one of my favorite. So you guys stay locked in. Monday, we not gonna we not unless, you know, I don't know if anybody know about the list, but that's all good. So we good.
Oh yeah, we good.
Okay, all right, we good. All right, so we're gonna figure out that sound real quickly, okay? All right, you guys, stay locked in. You listen to the Embodiment Underground Radio. This is your host, Maureen Guest, and we're taking control.
Franco Shack of the Fly My Poets, and you rocking with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we are taking control.
Without connection.
to the. I'm grateful I'm granted the floor for this. Know this a gift that you give and the written I speak give me sense of euphoria. I'm raising collisions on route that you give and you gave me the soul of a warrior. Ain't honest to know what's in store for us. Follow us and a lift chance to start blowing up. Whether or not we start blowing up, intuition just the voice of the most high. We only can see from the ground level, the urge from the gutters from bird's eye. The rep if I know I'm a reason connected, you gave me a reason to rhyme. Opposing the opposite forces, you gave me the purpose to ride or to die. Keeping this shit too organic. Natural essence aligned with the planet. The nature that you have created aligned with the talent that's granted. But most will not manage. Passing up lessons you hand them to use of their talent is knocking the world off its balance. Also got blood on my hands. The trauma acquired gave urge of a savage. Been battling rage. I link to vices to ease all the pain. Black seed and sea moss to balance the damage. To lift all them internal stains. Why after popping them beans, I still possess all of this knowledge and wit. The gift is still riding on principle, even though I was with niggas with sticks. Who gave petty reasons to hit? Thanks for the silence that God taught a shift. I don't know how many lifetimes you grant, so I can't waste no more of this one for shit. Time of the essence. Lost myself being ungrateful through messes. Steering the wheel instead of submit to your will. Crash on my drive for a second. I'm just gonna work what I got. My passive patience had me with the flock. Pulling up deep with no purpose. We were just searching for pills and some pussies to pop. You don't use a gift, you curse. And if you do, don't fall in the hands of a handler who's trying to change up your value for profit, extorting your talent and lando on damage you. Yeah, I believe in the grit. Faith is divine when combined with intent. The fuels to progression, the workload permit. They tend to inspire who need them a lift. They chose a handout and I chose a grid. Embracing the pain to later present. If hell is the matrix, then Franco the glitch. Who paint a clear picture whenever he spit. I'm grateful and granted the floor for this. I'm not a gangster, just see what I seen. I'm more like a spiritual warrior. I'm a pain, gave me a story, bruh. My gift is what gave me euphoria. Gave me a why when demons start showing up. I pray for my stillness when blowing up. Thanks for the strength, I'm not folding up. Forcing the patience, we're growing up. Thanks for the pain, present or past. That's what helped me start exploring you. Yeah. You have to feel pain before going up. The drip without rain have you folding up. You don't know yourself, you don't know enough. Yeah, you have to feel pain before going up. The drip without rain have you folding up. You don't know yourself, you don't know enough.
Other songs yet from you. I've been pissed. I'm almost done with 2019.
Yeah.
Music.
Yeah.
I've been humping. There was an S360. They gonna take over the station, certain artists, huh? You got me on the intercom. I mean, on the mic. Look at this. You didn't even give me. Look, you guys, you're locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. Look, I have an explanation behind all of this. I got my favorite people up here at the station, and you guys are no stranger. But we're gonna talk about this track real quick, Franco.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Because it's deep.
Yeah.
And when I listened to this, I listened to it like early morning, like during spiritual hours. Mm. And so I felt it.
Yeah.
I felt, because I'm in and out throughout the night, and typically I awake between 3 and 5.
Yeah.
And a lot of times what I do with that time, I kind of, that's my time to go inward.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I like to start my day off with that. And so this right here took me by surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, not by surprise as far as the quality, you know, the flow, the artist himself, because I already know what you're capable of doing.
Yeah.
What got me was the lyrics and the video, the visual. I mean, it's like I'm a crybaby. I literally cried. It was good tears now.
Yeah.
Good tears. I'm like, no, the Negroes not. You know, I'm going to say that's my favorite word. They going in.
Yeah.
And then I'm watching everyone around you. There's all the players involved. Mm-hmm. And everyone did their part.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this real quick. And I feel like I'm interviewing you, but we got to talk about this. Where did this come from? Where were you at the time when you was, I mean, mentally, spiritually? What prompted this? Talk to me. I need something to go on, Franco.
First of all, in May last year, around May 16th, I lost my job.
Uh-huh.
You know, to fuel what I was trying to do, the music.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through a lot of things mentally. Like, I had a lot of seeds. Like, in the past, I had rage issues.
Okay.
Like, a lot of rage. And
okay.
It's like, the only way I feel like I can get it out is the album Turbulence Before the Flight. And then when I started writing music, but I just feel like I wasn't getting to, like, what I'm like, the gratefulness, like despite what I'm going through mentally and all that, I felt like I had to dig deep and just show gratefulness to the Most High.
Yeah, you do.
Because
yeah, you
it's do. Like it's a reason why it's, I'm going through it. So that's the reason why I dig. That's what made me. And it didn't. This one of the easiest songs I wrote. It didn't even take nothing. I just wrote it with ease. I didn't even. When I wrote it, it just spilled out. But when I started recording it, it was a. This is probably one of the most emotional songs ever recorded.
Yeah.
I had to stop every four bars and wipe tears and then record again.
I believe
you. Yeah.
Because I had to wipe tears just to get through the video.
And then there was a time when, because I mixed and mastered all this too. So I lost all the music. I had to do it again.
Uh-huh.
So that's when I, that's why the delivery this time, the second time around was even stronger.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to do no punch-ins or nothing like that. So
yeah. Because I'm, you know what? See, you know what? Because I'm just listening to, because that video and listening to the lyrics, that I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that resonates with it. Now, even listen to your lyrics. No one had to know verbatimly what you're going through because you didn't spell one particular thing out. Yeah. We just know. And I felt the anger. I felt the appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
I felt the gratefulness. I felt all of that.
Yeah,
I felt every emotion that you may have experienced. And one thing about emotions, it's a beautiful thing. And the reason why it was so, look at me like I'm telling him like I know the reason why
it's so easily. It's true though. Yeah
that came so naturally because those were your emotions speaking, you and you let it flow. You didn't try to hold on to it. You didn't suppress it. You just let it flow. And it flowed into your music.
Yeah, and then it's also like, it's like the reason why the song is important for the album Turbulence Before the Flight, it's almost like the summary. Like, all the emotions I'm putting into it, it's so general because the whole album speaks on one particular emotion. I mean, whatever, like if you talk about anger, there's a track on anger. There's a track, like, but that the why is just the generalization. But I put it in the beginning of the album, like, so that you know, even though I'm talking about these struggles, I'm still, it's a gratefulness behind it. It's a gratefulness underneath all the pain, all the emotion, because I know I'm a spiritual being. So it's like, it's just emotion.
Yeah.
I'm just expressing it. But I know at the end of the day, I'm still here. Like,
yeah.
Or I still got, yeah, I'm still of another, I'm still of a spirit, or just experiencing a human experience at the end of the day.
That spiritual warrior,
right exactly, and that's what it comes
and,
from.
And so you embrace that pain
exactly
because you know pain stands for,
right?
You've chosen to do that, you know, this is you've come here to do that. So I resonate with that on so many freaking levels.
Yeah.
And when I looked at it, I played it back. I kept playing it back and I'm like, because I want to say, damn it, man, Franco, why did you do that to me?
Yeah,
I think I almost said something like that.
Right.
Because I had to kind of wipe a couple of
X360.
And I know you're not gassing me because I got DMs all night having people saying, damn, man, like,
absolutely.
I shed a tear. Yeah, I got DMs all night.
And that's what I'm talking about. Real music.
Yeah.
And real music doesn't have to always be of a spiritual nature.
It could be
a party music. It could be a party track. You can let your hair down. You can have a feel good. But it's real music because you're just putting something out there of substance.
Right.
You know, and so that's again, I think I said enough. I put it out there and, you know, I make it no secret. And at some given point in time, y'all going to say, Maureen, We got you. Because you remind us all the time. But I just, man, just give me a fist bump. That's all I got to say. Look, you guys, we got Franco Shack in the building. We got Black Mermaid. Oh, yeah. We got Bars the Moo. We got Mondo Malone. We got Silky Maureen hanging out. I mean, I don't feel, you know, I'm just Maureen, you know. I got lyrics too on the mic.
Cool. I call it Cool Mo.
Yeah. So I just appreciate everything about you guys. And again, we gonna keep this on the airway as long as I got your permission. I had to steal it.
I'm not complaining.
He gonna have to be like, Maureen, I wasn't ready for that. But I'm like, I'll deal with the repercussions later.
I'm not complaining. Okay. I think it's the most important song in the album anyway.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Franco, I wanted to tell you, I heard the passion in it. I mean, I can hear the passion in the lyrics. I can hear the passion in the beat. I can hear the passion in your chorus. I can hear the passion in the rhythm.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fact, because I don't choose a beat unless Yeah, I don't choose a beat unless I feel it. Like, unless it touches me emotionally.
And I understand why you had to put that first.
Yeah,
because the way you coming at with the emotion, with the passion is definitely its own point, and you may have to explain it to some who may need to understand it when they first hear it.
Right. Yeah.
And some will resonate with it. However, some will not resonate with it, because that track itself, and even the visual of it all, sometimes you can explain it. If you're not there on a certain conscience level, that you have to develop to that. And, you know, when I try not to be too critical, but I'm allowing a lot more of the real, I'm at a point I'm starting to show the other side of Maureen, the indoctrinated Maureen, as far as the corporate America, the politically correct, the curtsy Maureen.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because my daughter and Just Junior, they said, you know what? You know, people love you, but they need to see the real you. Yeah. And the world, and this is me on a professional level, but lately and that's also part of our development consciousness, like all those emotions.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes we're so reluctant to show those things because of judgment,
right,
or what one might think of you, because we just aim to appease others. It's like, forget that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, living your truth.
Right.
You know, and you can do that in whatever way that it comes, but living your truth. So what happens when you suppress that, it becomes chatter, and it gets louder and louder and louder. When it gets loud, it's going to come out at some given point.
Yeah, some way, and it's not going to be the best way either.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's like, we already got to censor ourselves every time we walk out the door anyway. Like, they already set up the world to where we have to censor ourselves. If I say this, like women can't wear their hair a certain way in corporate environment. A man can't say this and that a certain area. So it's like, I have to, it's somewhere I gotta let my hair down and say what I'm feeling.
Exactly.
Like,
and deal with the consequences.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, as long as you're not forcing, you know, what you feel in others, but to express it is one thing, but to force it is just that we don't want to go down that road.
Yeah.
But and you'll be surprised, because I think I had made a post not too long ago. I went really, really hard in on everybody. And it all stemmed from Kirk Franklin and that little situation. And I, you know, I said, bump this. And that's not what I really said, but you know what I said.
Yeah.
And I realized that a lot of people, they liked that Maureen.
Yeah.
Which is the Mo, which he calls me. Speaking of Mo, cool, you Mo. Know, speaking of Mo.
Yeah. We got
Mo on the, is Mo on the line?
Right, we got Monster Mo on the line.
We got Monster Mo on the line. Monster Mo, are you there and can you hear me?
Hold on, I'm going to bring him on.
Bring him on.
All right, Monster Mo, what's up, man?
How are you?
I'm doing good. How y'all?
Hey,
I appreciate y'all having me.
And likewise, let me tell you, we appreciate you, because we just checked out, you know, there's two tracks that we have on this show, and we just spent If I Ain't a Monster. That thing is banging. We appreciate it.
Man, hey, I appreciate it more. Y'all just don't know. I appreciate y'all more, man.
Let's talk
about, I mean, for y'all put me on y'all platform to let my
talent
be known, you know what I mean?
You worth it. You are an amazing artist. I say any talented, amazing artist, you deserve all the time you can get. And with every station out there, you know, utilize these stations, because there's like 1,000,001 these days. You know, where I come from, you didn't have that many. So I say utilize each and every one of them that I have you. And for those who can appreciate good music, real quickly, I wanna learn a little bit about Monster Mo. Now, let's talk about this artist named Monster Mo. Where did that come from?
Where did Monster Mo come from? You know what I'm saying? My pops, you know what I'm saying? His nickname is Motown, you know what I mean? And they call him Mo. So the Monster Mo come from, I just came with the Mo. And since I'm a rapper, and I feel like, you know, musically, I came to a monster, I just throw the monster on front of mine. And that's really how I came with Monster Mo.
Okay. And so far from what I've heard, your music, I think it depicts the monster in you. Cause yeah, if I ain't a monster, you was
right.
Really, yeah, you were talking you know, you was putting some feelings out there. So yeah, I say, okay. You know, I can see where the monster come from, and I can also, you know, relate it as, you know, you going in on the bars and you're good at what you do. So that's how I kind of reflected from that. Now, as far as an artist, Monster Mo, what is it what is your primary focus on giving your listeners? You know, when people hear Monster Mo, what is it that you would like to, in other words, if you were a fly on the wall, what would you like for them to say about Monster Mo? I mean, what kind of artists are you putting out there for these listeners? Because you got all types of variations of artists. You got some who are lyricists. You have some who just like to, you know, make people dance and party. You got some that likes to talk right. about, you know, just some crazy stuff that don't, sometimes don't even make sense. You know, it's just a lot of chatter. Mm-hmm. So what is it you're trying to get across to the listeners, or are you just got a little bit of variety? And I'm thinking, I don't know if that's like a crazy question, because artists, you guys, you're nothing but creative beings. And so I don't know, can you stay in a bottle as far as your creativeness?
Well, with me, as far as the craziness, no, I can't stay in a bottle. And see, I'm very unified and versatile. So with my music that I try to get across to the people is that every time you hear Monster, every time you hear me on the track, you know that I'm giving you straight emotion, like straight raw emotion of what I'm going through at that period of time or whatever I'm trying to get across. When you hear me, you can be like, yeah, he's a monster.
Yeah. That,
but my main thing is to get across to people, as far as my listeners, to know that I'm very passionate about what I'm doing. And just everything that I make, whatever it is, it comes from the heart, and it's 100% authentic. So basically, that's all I want to get across to my listeners. And I feel like once everything is understood, you know, I don't have to be explained. You feel me, like so?
Oh, yeah.
Once you get that foundation down, everything else will come behind it.
Absolutely. And I felt that in the track, you know, if I ain't a monster, that was him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like when you say it's what Snoop not getting high.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was right. I think that was creative. Like the way you were saying your work. It's not just the passion, it's the way, well, I'm Frank O'Shack. I'm an artist too from down here in Atlanta, but I heard the track with the station, and it's like what I like it. It's like it's not what you're doing is not happening these days. Well, people will brag, but it's not nothing about what they what's internal. You talk about I'm a monster, I'm a beast.
Yeah.
People will brag about what's on them right. all the time.
Yeah.
So that's what I like that type
right,
of confidence.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like and that. See, and that goes to me, like, you know, it ain't all about that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna be talking about Rose watches when I know I damn well I ain't got one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's another thing for me. You ain't gonna get that.
Right.
Oh, man, I got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 chains on and all this because I ain't got that on. You
yeah.
know what
and
saying?
Then if you, and so, then in the moment you do get it on, it's because of the monster that was in you to get it. It's not that you have it and now I'm somebody. You know what I'm saying?
It.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Right.
I like that. I like that.
Exactly.
Now, Monster, how long have you been an artist? Because I have here you are a new rapper on the scene. However, you don't sound like a new rapper.
Yeah.
You don't
See,
sound
I,
like a
I'm
new rapper.
I'm a new rapper to the world. I'm a new rapper to the world. But to be honest, I've been doing music since 1999.
Okay. Okay. I figured
you know
that.
But I was like 9 years old. I was like 9 years old at the time, though. You know what I mean? So.
Okay.
But that's when I first started. So, you know, I got a little, I got some experience on my belt. You know what I mean? Really, you know what I mean?
There you go. There you go.
Who are your inspirations that drive you to rap?
Say that question again.
Bass, who's your favorite rappers?
My favorite rappers, you know what I'm saying? I like Jadakiss. I like, of course, like, you know, Tupac and Biggie. You know what I mean? Heavy inspiration on them. DMX, you know what I mean? Whole G Unit, D Block, Dipset, for one. Cause them were my high school days right there.
Yeah, G Unit.
You know?
Yeah.
But like, you know, when that wave came in, like when Jeezy and all that dropped the early 2000s, that's like my high school days.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, and I got the 90s in me too, so like the whole Wu Tang era, all that, you know what I mean? The whole Bad Boy, Death Row era, you know what I mean? The whole No Limit era, I done seen, like, I done. You know what I mean? I got a taste of all that. So, like, I feel like why I stand there with music is kind of like I done, you know what I mean? Like, I done got, like, first songs, like, I can remember, like, as far as me having memory was, like, Gin and Juice. Like, I really started jumping into music probably 94, and I was probably, like, 4 or 5. You know, when you get that age, you listen to music and able to rap the song, like, I was one of them kids. You know what I mean? So it's like, man, I got a little line of different eras of music that's all mixed together with my creativity. You feel me?
Oh yeah, I'm the same way. That's how I feel. I grew up on G-Unit, Dipset, especially Lloyd Banks and Juelz, Cameron, and Jadakiss and the Locks. And
yeah, yeah,
like
Yeah, right, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Master, where are you located? Are you in South Carolina?
Yeah, I'm from Saluda, South Carolina.
Saluda? I never heard of Saluda. Yeah, okay. Well, we need you down here in the ATL. We need you down here at some given point in time. You got to come down onto the ATL.
I'm most definitely down for whatever. Y'all let me know when y'all want me to come through, and I definitely come.
All right.
I definitely come.
Yeah.
It'll be an honor for me to be there, and I definitely do it.
Well, look, let me ask you this before we head out of this interview. Do you have any projects, anything that's coming up? What do you have going on?
Yeah, I have my mixtape, which is on the way. It's called Life of a Monster, so that will be dropping soon. And we also working on a project. My man Bop Night Willie, he got a project coming. And we got another project on the way from the 445 Squad. So me and the team been working, man. We got some projects. We got three projects that's on the way. Okay. But my solo, as far as me, my mixtape is Life of a Monster, and that's gonna be coming first.
Okay. I like it. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Now we also have your other track, Rain. And I think Silk is playing it underneath our interview, so we're gonna spin that before the show is out. And but I'm telling you, my favorite was I Ain't a Monster. I'm vibing to that one, Monster Mo. You outdid yourself.
When I made that one, I knew everybody was gonna be able to feel that when I made that one. That's why I made it the way I made it in different ways, so you can understand, people can understand. That's why, you know, I was saying certain things I was saying with famous people, so. Sometimes you have to do that for people to catch on a little more quicker, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You want to make sure you cater to your audience at any time that you have to. So we're going to be watching you, Monster Mo. I like you. We're going to be watching you. And now that you're on the scene, you know, just feel free to hit us up if you have any music you need some airplay and things of that nature. You know, feel free to reach out to us, and you know, we have certain stipulations and things of that nature. Just kind of stay connected. We put a lot of information out there to give our viewers some type of hindsight as to, you know, just what we stand for as a radio station. I like to think that we're not like every radio station, but we welcome all the talented artists for sure. And so you're definitely on that list. And I want to give a shout out to DJC Radio Global Records, you know, for allowing us to have this interview with you as well. Now, how's that collaboration going? They seem to really, you know, they're out there pushing you. And I went to their Instagram, so it looks like that they're definitely putting out some quality artists, and they pride themselves in putting out the artists and learning the business and really how to do their business as an artist. So I kind of, you know, check them out as well. So we appreciate that. So shout out to DJC Radio Global Records, also Global Publishing. And so, you know, we're enjoying every moment of it. Real quickly before you go, Monster Mo, let everyone know how they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Instagram at MonsterMo445, which is MonsterMo445. That's Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. And you can find me on Facebook at MonsterMo, MonsterMo, spacebar, M-O.
Okay, so your Twitter account is the same as your Instagram handle.
Yes, correct.
All right, because I was looking for a Twitter. I guess I wasn't looking at it. But I'll make sure we follow you also on Twitter. And we're gonna be spinning some of this music, okay? And actually, it will appear on your Twitter account. So I'll definitely make sure we follow you, okay?
All right, thank you, man. I appreciate everything and all the love that y'all showed me today. And it's definitely an honor, and I appreciate y'all more than y'all can imagine.
And likewise, Monster Mo. Well, look, you enjoy the rest of your day. So you got something to say? Because you leaning into the mic, dude.
I just want to say much love, man. Love the track, man. Love the vibe on that music, man. Keep on pushing hard, brother.
Yes.
Man, I appreciate it, Big Homie. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, Monster Mo, look, take care. We shall meet again, okay?
Oh, yeah, we shall meet again. We definitely going to meet again. And again, I appreciate y'all and thank y'all.
All right. All right, much love. Much love. All right. All right, much you guys. Love. That was Monster Mo. Go check him out. I'm vibing him. I like his music, you know, because I'm funny about the music I listen to. You guys need to check him out on Instagram, Twitter. I think he said Facebook. And I think that was Monster Mo 445. Yep. But if is that what he said?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So you guys also, if you're just locking in, shame on you. But if you want to catch this show at the beginning, at the top of the hour, simply just go to our platform on Instagram and click on the link in the bio, and it will give you all of the different platforms in which we will post this show, which will then be considered podcast. I like to kind of explain the difference between podcast and radio. There seems to be a discrepancy. Right. Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah, everything's a pod. Yeah, yeah. Every, you know, and then they have television and YouTube. I'm like, that's not TV. I'm sorry.
Right.
That's you know. So we live in an era that we're the
lines are blurred. Like.
Yeah, everything's blurred. Yeah. And I pride myself with radio. I'm a radio chick.
Yeah.
And so don't be calling me no daggone podcast. Not that I think anything's wrong with it, because when we upload this show, it then becomes a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, but don't do that to me, okay? Golly.
That's right. It's live.
The Breakfast Club winning podcast awards now.
Yes. Yes. It's just that we're forced to go visual and in order to keep up and get your listening rate up. You utilize these platforms. But there is a difference, you guys. And, you know, neither is the best of the other. But my preference is radio, okay? And that's just bottom line.
Oh, I tell people, like, y'all podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, it's X360 FM.
That's because we were Ricky Smiley or Headcrack Charlamagne the God, or
you
know, I'm like, oh, you do. I'm like, no, my name is Maureen and I do radio. Okay, let's get this thing straight. I come from terrestrial radio where you used to ride down the street and cut the radio on. But anyway, okay, it was AM, you know, it was a little antiquated, but it's all good. It's radio. You know, so I'm like, you know, just because, you know, we may not be mainstream, but we're radio. So y'all, please get it right. I think I put a little informational up on social media, the difference between podcast and radio.
That's why we underground.
That's why we underground. That's right. Yes, yes. But look, we need to travel on down this hit list. I want to say hot list. It's a hot list today. What we got coming up next, Mundo?
What we got?
I lost track.
It's
Cold World.
Yeah.
Undu Kadi, I think. Undu, if you listen, let me know if we messing your name up, because I always say Undu Kadi, but he's a bad boy too. Y'all check him out. He's a lyricist as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys stay locked in. This is the underground. I'm ready for the music. Let's go. Six low.
What's up? It's your girl Black Mermaid. That's Black Mermaid is in Three Eyes, Third Eye, Spiritual Shit Talker. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube channel. You're tuning in to X360 FM. Holla at me.
Rest in peace, it's falling. All hoods all over, worldwide. What if I said I was in D.C., locksmith moving keys freely, in the nation's capital for capital, would you receive me? Or out in Maryland, narcotically trafficking like a multi-car, pile-up accident, killing my fellow man for revenue, Glock in hand, blazing at citizens and pedestrians, stepping in trying to silence the plan, never do, killing my people simply so far beneath me, like my savior full of love, all the haters can't see me, something you couldn't fathom, glory basking, laughing at platinum, me as I am, minus the jewelry, but still make it happen, one gesture, then undress her with my eyes, then it's on. The truth is, if you're sober, it's easier to perform. Ask any female who ever met the platinum pearl tongue. Either hetero or les or confess. I got them strung out some like Tigger off the wall like Michael Jackson when young. But through the mic, it's still the same. It's just the words made him come.
Yeah.
You will wait without a warning. Left me in a cold world on my own. You will wait.
too intense to get the hood out the slums. Make rich men out of bums, scholar logic to dumb. My food to thought, a meal, four courses, starving off crumbs. A rich cracker's like a steak if sustenance is seldom. If an angel fell from heaven, would you help him? Or exercise a theory of man and say fuck him and keep stepping? People fear what they don't understand and try to chalk outline what they can't conquer in the street. That's true speech. No jobs, no money, sell drugs to make money. Get arrested, go to jail, acquire felonies, can't vote in the next election to pick the next president. Worked a presidency, so we're stuck with a joke. It all circular. The system was designed just to murder us. Underpaid, 40 plus hours, overworking us, hurting us. Though the American dream is live rich, hell on earth is flagrant. Gotta take what you get. Look like this is it. Like there's no eternal price to pay for your sins when your lifeline snipped. Never died and came back, so I'm not too sure about the other side. But one truth I know is the Bible don't lie. Why fear a man who can only stop your body from waking? But fear someone who do that, then condemn your soul to damnation. I'm just trying to introduce you to no gun, no knife. Just feel I'm seeing. My divine light illuminates mics. If you ain't feeling what I'm saying, I won't think nothing of it. I just hope you get something from it. Nutrients for your thinking stomach before you settle for table scraps or find garbage in which you could rummage or hit with a big running concurrent. The kids are our future. Why you wanna teach them to thug it? Why don't you throw them off a summit and then watch them all plummet? It's like the motto of today is fuck it, life ain't nothing. Go out like DMX and Belly till the minister touched them. Tell them that you love them, give them knowledge yourself. Preservation comes first, so you'll know your life's worth something. I'm too sincere with mine, adjacent to the chaos like they are. Staying on police radar, laid off behind state bars. The dreams of Dr. King is what I'm giving you through these bars. Non-violently, nonchalant at any cost, getting my point across. I'm like 20/20 vision, call me Crimson Jihad. You get more respect surviving prison than graduating from Princeton. Like hard living is God given, life is hard living. It's God given leniency to those who violate his wisdom. A small sin, a tall sin, it's all the same, it's all in. Life is Texas Hold'em from the jump. I'm going all in. Feel me? Holla. Half of you won't understand my persona. That's why I feel like Christ. Suffer rip from stigmata. A thorn crown. Spikes inside my ankles and wrists. A spear in my ribs. Cause I'm the illest vision to live.
What's going on, fam? It's Bars I Move, the Fly Mind Poets, aka the Rebel Spitter. Hey, man, you tuning in to the X360 FM There's radio. Hey, man, listen to the wave. Tune in just like that. Yeah.
I accepted the challenge and turned me into a savage. I broke a promise to myself again. I don't know why I am so vulnerable. They try to help, but I won't let them in. Guess rock bottom's where I'm comfortable. Both my feet planted when most people would have panicked. I embraced the storm. I found beauty in what was damaged. I'm not afraid of the boogeyman. Instead, I look at him like he's a friend. There's not a monster out there in the world that's scarier than the one that's within. There's a creature in my closet. I can hear him rumbling around. The demon screaming in the distance creates such a humbling sound. The monster that's outside my window, he's like family to me now. The things that people are afraid of never let me down.
Not to say this, no, but I'm hated so. My religious freaks say I'm the biggest beast and that I made it grow. When I spray this flow, I created mo. Creatures are like when I heat up the mic, I'm a breed of the night, but I'm tainted though. By the darkness I'm binded, I sparked it and shined it. They find it cause mine is woe. But that they label me a demon seed, wanna disable Nina.
agree when people define me or try to take his. Whatever the fuckery taught him, you don't wanna wake this. You forsake his with a sacred, then it's over. No matter what your faith is, I'm a creature.
There's a creature. Hey,
it's Mother J. Malone locked in with Bonnie Radio. You already know that we taking control.
Such a humbling sound. The monster that's outside my window, he's like family to me now. The things that people are afraid of never let me down.
Yeah, I managed to get myself in trouble, all of this pain. Yeah, I'm damn in a double dose of liquor's always to blame. If I could keep myself sober, I keep my hands to myself. I take a shot and it's over, that's how I end up in hell. But don't pass it down to my offspring. They get everything from their daddy, feel like I'm addicted to all things. There's no reason to change, gone too far now. But I'm stuck in my ways, back at the bar now. They say I'm a third and they right, I ain't perfect guy. So when I'm thirsty and perking and purposely searching for something that's hurting me, so I just can't pack up and go. I just back out of it slow, that's how it go. I got the back out the hole, what next like I don't know.
Okay.
I think it be laughing at me, hands be grabbing at me. Feel like God let it happen to me, dad be blasting me, and these be a tabidactrony.
Okay, yeah.
I think I better let it go. Either that or I gotta let it know.
And I can't do that. There's a creature in my closet, I can hear him rumbling around. The demon screaming in the distance creates such a humbling sound. The monster that's outside my window, he's like family to me now. The things that people are afraid of never let me down.
Like it. On Facebook, Embodiment Underground Radio.
Love when I kiss on them lips tonight. Have you holding me tight?
Alright, you guys, we are now, we're well over top of the hour. Alright, if you've been locked in, you know, I hope you guys caught that interview, but again, if not, you can always go to, we picked up some different platforms.
Yeah, bunches.
I mean, it's a list. Oh, yeah, man. So I can't even call it out. Just go to Instagram and click on the link in the bio, okay?
Yeah, we popping like popcorn.
Yeah, some butter pop, some kettle popcorn with some butter on it. With some butter. You know, almond dew butter. That's a cheat for me.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little butter.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little butter. Yeah. Well, look, you guys, I enjoy it myself. This way, we have a really amazing lineup. I got my favorite folks here in the building. Monster Mo. I'm really vibing him.
Oh, yeah.
I like his style.
Good artist, man. Good artist.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on my mixtape series.
Yeah.
That's what he told me.
Okay. Keep in contact. Yeah. Yeah. Because, yeah, you know, Mundo good at collabing with the artists. Yeah, I like that. He's out there networking. He's a businessman.
Artist/curator.
He is not playing. So shout out to Monster Mo, you guys. Again, go follow this amazing artist on social media. You can find him. I guess social media, we always just know is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Yeah.
And you know, I think it's Monster445. And Facebook, I forgot, it's Monster Mo, I believe. Okay. So you guys go follow him and check out that track, I Ain't a Monster. Yeah. And I think that really fits his personality. I felt his energy. He's comfortable in what he does. He know he's nothing to sneeze at. And he's new, but new coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice vibe, man. I like his concept and everything. So it's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yo, and shout out to Black Spider Mall, man. I got a shout out to him today.
I like that track.
Listen, man. I really listened to it, man. Hey, man, you got something going, man. Holler at him.
That's how he got that wife of his. He been singing to her. You know, women like them vocals. Yeah, yeah. So you tell him I said that.
Okay.
See, he sung to her. She's like, I do. I do. Yeah, well, you guys, I'm done. I'm tired. I am sorry, because I've been on cloud number 9 ever since this morning. That's Franco's fault.
Dang.
It's his fault. And Black Mermaid and Bars the Moon and Mother Car. All y'all be getting together concocting all this stuff.
I want to say, y'all check out Black Mermaid. She got a dope album out called Innuendo, too.
She is dope. Fire, yeah. You guys. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something, too, because she's so dope, you know, people going to try to put her under the fire. Because, you know, she's going to pose a threat.
Yes. Yep. So you're gonna hit some doors open, but you dance, you're gonna hit something.
Oh yeah, when you come in, no. But when you come in that hard, and then you know how she comes in, guess who I am? You know, yep. You know, that's my southern draw came out, but I like she come out with that swag.
Oh, yeah. Then she go.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. And something tell me that's her.
Right.
That's all her.
Yep.
You know, so I already depicted that. So. Oh Lord!
This mic on.
Let me clear my throat so y'all know exactly who this is, and don't let her pull that sage out on your ass. I'm gonna be in some serious trouble. Yeah, but yeah, we vibing everybody in here. You guys go check out Franco, Black Mermaid, Bars the Moo, Mundo, J Malone. Y'all can just wait till I get on the mic on the show, because I don't have no music for it. I got music for you. I got X360 FM and the Embodiment Underground Radio. It's just not me. All right. All right. I wanted to learn a few bars just to kind of play around. Oh. But I don't know, because Black Mermaid, she don't rose from the earth. Oh, yeah. You know, so I wouldn't even, you know what, just sit my little tail down. I'm just going to go hide in the corner somewhere.
Man, y'all, both of y'all got some bars, man.
That's
why y'all on the radio.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I know hip hop, the hip
hop. Oh, yeah. Well, this y'all form of rapping.
Don't start
right.
Rocking to the bang, baby. Yeah, I got that little flow going on. It took about, 25, 30 years to get it right. Well, look, you guys, stay locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio Monday through Saturday from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Also, chime in tomorrow. We have Legend who's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour tomorrow. I mean, he was a reschedule, so we're looking forward to having him and see what he's working with and what he's about. And so just, you know, keep following us. Make sure you have us on lock with those apps. You can also get us on the Alexa skill. Also, you can request your music if you want to. If there's a specific song, and we have every song in the world, I promise you. I mean, every song, because we do have a history of music, don't we, Silk? We come from music. We just don't spit bars, okay? You know, so we're not just some fly-by-night joker sitting here on the mic. I promise you.
Not at all.
So just go to the request line, and for all the artists out there, simply go to the embodimentundergroundradio.com or X360FM. I was going to say X360FM.com. .com. And go to submissions and submit your music, or you can also request for interviews. And I like to also just inform everyone, when you submit your music, make sure it's radio edited. Doesn't mean you can't have any few curse words in there, but just make sure it's you know, it doesn't make one cringe. Okay, so you guys get the gist of that. Just make sure it's, you know, it's suitable for radio. And also be prepared, because we will convert your music to the 432 hertz. So the Y, that was in 432 hertz, Franco.
Okay.
So, because we want to make sure that we're putting out the right frequencies to the listeners, because that's how much we care about you guys, okay?
We're going to heal you. We're not
trying to mess you up,
like,
right?
Apply water for your ears.
And I'll send you a copy of that if you want it.
Oh, yeah, I want it.
Yeah, I'll send it over to you. So, you guys, stay locked in Monday through Saturday, and we're well past the top of the hour, so we're about to get out of here. Peace out, folks. You've been listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio, and we are taking control.
Yo, we're all just listening. We still got a few more tracks we're going to play, so stay tuned.
Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM.
We stay turned up.
Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keep it on lock. It's X in effect.
Full circle.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment Underground Radio. Taking control.
Out with X360 FM.
We stay turned up.
Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keep it on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle.
Full circle. Full circle. Full
circle. I can do this. I know I can do this. You know, I've been here before. I just gotta bite the bullet on this one, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I still ain't found. I've been searching here a while. The same old town, the same old stench is foul. I pass a lot of people, they just look at me up and down. I got a cramp from running, and running cramps my style. But I feel something chasing, I feel I know the sound. These shadows must be hungry, cause they follow me all around. None of my friends are solid, but I'm standing on solid ground. I just really wanna be somebody, just wanna make mama proud. Just wanna excite a crowd, been running for miles and miles. Man, I better not toss that towel. Stay hungry, never quench that ground. Feel the thunder when I stomp them grounds. Yo, I'ma end up in the lost and found. Had a vision, I was well. well renowned with a diamond on my ring and an encrusted crown. And I don't know if I can trust these shadows, and I don't know if I can win this battle. To ride it out, I'ma need a saddle. I'm sick of sipping from the bottom of the barrel. Stick my soul into the fire till I'm sterile. I feel the flames in my bone and my marrow. Now let me go, I'm sick of bending like a bow. You put me back far enough, it's time to fly like an arrow. Bite the bullet, 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 bite the bullet. I think it's time I finally bite the bullet. I think it's time I finally bite the bullet. I think it's time I finally bite the bullet. Just let it go, I gotta bite this bullet. I think it's time I finally bite the bullet. I think it's time I finally bite the bullet. I think it's time I finally bite the bullet. Just let it go, I gotta bite this bullet. And I don't know if I can trust these shadows. And I don't know if I can win this battle. All I know is I refuse to break brick wall. In my way, I break it down to gravel. And I'ma stand as the king of my castle. Living scenes that I dreamed as I traveled. They can't possibly keep on knocking me. I'm back on top of things, so back up off of me. Now I got the lead, now y'all talk to me. Now that y'all can see that I'm the boss of me. Told y'all constantly, I don't need counseling. Don't reach out to me, so please stop asking me. Tired of company, don't try to comfort me. Alive but luckily survived the puppetry. Glad y'all stuck with me, but now y'all stuck with me. You might not wanna be, but I'm not stumbling down. Bite the bullet, just bite the bullet. Just bite the bullet. Bite the bullet. I still ain't found. I've been searching here a while. The same old town. The same old stench is found.
Hey, yo, this your boy Trick Elmo. And you know who I'm rocking with when I'm in ATL? Embodiment Underground Radio. Y'all tune
in. You just don't understand. I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Deep down, dirty dog scared.
I'm the head foreman on this job site, laying tight, right? Y'all leaving beats like a battered woman, huh? Yo, I'm taking over production tonight, making sure that construction goes right. Another man could upon my words overshadow my superior. Rah. Architect to interior, exterior. Rah. Renovating every brownstone and tenement. I'm talking every tenth and timid tenant meant to live in it. Uh-huh. Eviction's imminent. I'm turning problem back to Harlem. Woo. My renaissance is deeper than the Mona Lisa.
Yes.
My mind is like a flawless cut, ruby onyx and diamond covered autograph Air Jordan 11 sneaker. Ooh. The diamond mine is digging deeper for jewels. 15% access to a mine is half jest. The other half, in other words, completing the joke, not wanting to see the rest. That 85% monopoly intellect, intelligent, relevant facts, full of intelligence that expose the goals in these devils and devilish acts. How rotten niggas will act for cotton colored and envy. Slavery's really intact, cause
you scared. You scared. That's my word, I said you scared. My jams are so deaf, y'all must be hearing them fed. I said you scared. You scared. Oh my God, I said you scared. My jams are so deaf, y'all must be hearing them heads. See raps that set us back with genocidal impacts. Have blacks murdering blacks, getting caught in the trap. Getting off as women clap in the ring of presidential downpours.
Benjamin Puddles, they really see rounds of applause. Twerking is your 9 to 5, 10 to 10, from 10s to the lion's den. For a Rose Mold bottle and Danny Fries, we survive of plenty lies. Many guys, demons in disguise, like a wolf in sheep's clothing. Peek-a-boo surprise, seek to eating you alive. If information is power, why's my book missing pages and three times revised? See the truth is classified, classified. Telling the television to tell your vision. Prison's imminent for me to you and mine. People, please listen to the evil spoken that you frequently be quoting. Close your eyes and vision. What I'm saying, let your mind open. I pledge allegiance to the flag, to defend the Constitution and skills against all threats, foreign and domestic. But since the overseer went officer to police and transforming the cops in a circle of grief, abusing rights to enforce the law, how can I say peace and not say fuck you before?
You scared. You scared. Oh my God, I said you scared. My gems are so young, y'all must be hearing in bed. I said you scared. You scared. Oh my God, I said you scared.
My gems are so deaf, y'all must be hearing me.
Way too many sailors going short of soil with blasphemy and folklores to enslave and casualty.
Wow.
Too many salesmen going door to door with fallacies and brochures desecrating humanity.
Let's go.
Place a D in front of evil, you're doing his work.
Right.
Removing O out of good, see perfection in verse.
Right.
Remove the O because it's miracles you shouldn't be surprised by. The faith in your mind's eye should be wide-eyed, but you scared.
Who's that?
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You better off staying away from me. You better off not being. But it was all about the sex. Little did she know I cheat. No, I ain't passed the test. I swear to God, Abisa was the best. She let me hit it right there. Let man get you stressed. She tsunami wet, leaving scratches on my chest. I'm biting on her thigh. She figure four lock in my head. Time to switch positions, so I'm tossing up her legs. She bite her bottom lip and that's a sign and begin bless. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know it ain't right and it ain't fair, yeah, yeah. Pinball in my step cause I'm a play, yeah, yeah. Better be gonna stay away, yeah, yeah. I can never love you, be away, yeah, yeah. Just like, oh, my heart's so cold. I be fixed up twice, I don't even know. And I can't be what you want me to be, so I need you to know that. You better off staying away from me. You better off not being around me. She asking why I act as such. Saying look at these hits. Baby, I don't give a fuck. I'm Elisa this week. Next with Tina, she a freak. She want my blue faces. Now Tati bust it down on me. Lord, there's no way for me to justify, yeah. It's me, myself, no you and I, yeah. Wipe away your tears, baby, don't cry, yeah. Didn't want to, but I lied, yeah.
It's your boy, Primetime 1010, man. Too serious, DMT. You're not locked in with me. Listen to the sound of the underground.
Hey, you are now tuned in to Embodiment Radio. Y'all rocking with your boy Money Miko, and y'all listening to the sounds of the underground. Enjoy the show.
Yo, what up to Mike Lizzy, and you are now listening to Embodiment Radio, and it's only in the mind.
It's Boogie. We Celestial.
I got royal blood in my veins. Cry till I die, you too loyal to shame. Growing from the mud, we don't see soil the same. Fuck with my past stems, I plant seeds for the change. Through the low class living, I never played the lottery. Buy you my ideas, the jackpot's inside of me. If you gotta say UG, you don't really move silently. Never in the heat of the kitchen like the lasagna be. Used to mob deep, now I'm becoming a prodigy. Cause havoc to them crooks, headway on it. Yellow tape metrics, better proceed with caution. Young niggas these days, they really ain't with no talking. Kyrie offenses is nothing for them to cross you. Your only options, coma or coffin. Sniff from having no conscience or no dreams. Got them ironically sleepwalking. The body's a vehicle, that's what my folks taught me. They got demons bidding for yours just like an auction. Not just stay under my center, reading my options. This my shot to ball, my hooper shot was too awkward. Like, plus Sean Marion. The sun been a mirror for years, a non-cherisher. Became allergic to fitting in, fuck Claritin. Pre-made the fit with this heat, no bearing.
Take it in a mission, it's hip-hop convention. My pen is in it, it's full of penicillin. I ain't old school, I put you in detention. Breaking your heart, I'm not mid-condition. Me and Chad talk. talk. We known as rebels, way in the water, see below the level. Made a new wave, like I throw a pebble. Bet you get blown like smoke out the kettle. Just an outcast of a criminal man, fighting myself like Gemini man. Call me pandemic, I sanitize hands. Win routine, but my clan eat you, keep goose, beat you, defeat you like a seafood. Your flows are style like a pair of Vizus. I diss you so hard, your feds could teach you. They call me D1, they call me D2. You're so way behind, you stuck in week two. Only person's real is a Hebrew. Push it like Malice, Mr. Me Too. Yeah, I see you as a YouTube star with only 3 views. Claiming that the streets like that blush deep blue.
Guess who I am? I am. Yeah, Black Mermaid in the streets talking shit spiritually. Got a problem facing truth that you got a problem with me. Ain't worried about opinions, you mean is drowning my seas. Salty Himalayan, ain't beefing over the meats. Like Arby's in the booth, cooking up a season, you niggas drowning the stew. Rodents get a clue, electrifying shit, I'm Pikachu. Play dormant if I take a Pikachu, I got a catalog for days. Pen gets to tapping and the fear drifts away. Give me a mic, I got a lot to say. Stand behind my words so you worms squirm away. Don't call me lame if you ain't getting paid. Paper chasing paper, your paper stuck in a phase. I'm not an actor, but bitch, I got the stage. Socially distanced, bitch, I'm bringing sage. I got hydraulics, I'm popping, I make that ass drop. I'm the owner, the buyer, call me the pop shop. You blew a whistle, I'm filing, but I will not stop. Your nigga can't get it, no need to cock block.